walk a bit different now. Now that my heart's been found, nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. 'Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singer, testifier. 'Cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer. I know this is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble. I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. 'Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier. 'Cause I've been redeemed.
McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you join us again. The scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 39 through 48 from the NIV. Hear the word of the Lord. Many Samaritans believed. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Jesus heals the official's son. After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son who was close to death. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe the word of the Lord. The title of this message is, Do You Need Signs and Wonders? Do you need signs and wonders? In this passage of scripture, we learn that many Samaritans believed in Jesus. In verse 39, the Samaritan woman, despite her reputation, shared her experience with others as it pertained to Jesus, because Jesus told her about everything that she ever did. So she invited them to come and meet Jesus, and many of them accepted her invitation and went to meet him. There had been times when we have done things, we've said things, we've thought things, or we've behaved unseemingly and were ashamed because those actions were not Christ-like. But Jesus changes us. People see us and discern and observe the changes in us. And when this happens, this might cause them to wonder and become curious about what brought about these changes in us. Certainly it wasn't anything that we did. It was Jesus who brought about the changes. In the story where Jesus healed the government official's son, the story says that the official walked 20 miles to see Jesus in Galilee. Upon his arrival, he addressed Jesus as Sir, placing himself beneath Jesus, even though he had legal authority over Jesus. He went to Jesus and begged him to come and heal his son because his son was close to death. Verse 48 of the text reads, unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus said to him, you will never believe. The official pleaded that Jesus come before his son dies. But Jesus tells the man to go. Your son will live. Taking Jesus at his word, the man left, perhaps returning to his son. He was met by a servant who reported that his son was living and told him of the time that his son's fever broke. The official listened and heard what the servant said, and the official realized that at that time that his son's fever broke, that was the time, that was the exact same time that Jesus stated that his son would live. So the lesson to us is share your stories and experiences, including particularly your past experiences dealing with and detailing mistakes. This gives opportunity to bring others to Christ. John's gospel was written to all mankind, humankind, to urge us to move toward Jesus and to encourage us to lead others to Jesus. In the case of the officials, he had faith that Jesus could do what he said he would do. First, he had faith and believed in Jesus. And then second, he saw a miraculous sign. The official had faith, he believed, and he was obedient when Jesus asked him to go. He didn't hang around. He didn't tarry. Jesus asked him to go. Therefore, he left. So we must do as the official in these scriptures. Believe that Jesus can take care of our problems and live like we know that Jesus will do what he says he will do. Do you need signs and wonders? Do you need signs and wonders? The closing song is entitled Believer by Audio Adrenaline.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid. What I want is to give all I got somehow. Giving up, letting go of control right now. 'Cause I'm
Take me to the ocean. Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.